It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Welcome once again to our request hour. Border Crossings is on the air, and I'm here to keep you company for the next 60 minutes. If you would like to make a request, our phone lines are open at 202-619-2077. Mark the numbers down because you're going to need them this hour. We're giving away the Now 50 CD this week. Call in to win. It's 202-619-2077. You may want to test out the phone number just to make sure it works. We've got a lot of requests to play this hour, plus our Now 50 CD giveaway. Let's start off with a request from Adam in Kenya. Here's Selena Gomez. Write your name on Border Crossings.
Take my arm, take my head, make your mark like a man. Write your name. I'm gonna write your name.
Crossing Selena Gomez, and that is called Write Your Name for our friends in Kenya, especially you, Adam. You requested the song, and I thank you for tuning into our show. Selena Gomez, you know, she's a nice girl, and her fans love her, and she loves her fans. You know, after every concert, before every concert, she runs into fans. She will stop what she's doing and take photos with her fans. It's common, and if you've seen her Instagram messages, her tweets and whatnot, she's always taking pictures with fans because she has this love affair with her fans. They're very important to her. However, her parents, that's a whole other story. She bought them a house, as any good, rich, millionaire kid would do, in 2011, and she's selling the house. She's saying, find your own place to live. She's kicking them out. And this is coming about 2 months after she fired her mother as her manager. So I don't know what's going on. There's something happening there that we're just not hearing about. Because you don't kick your parents out of a house you bought them and fire your parents from being your manager and not have a problem. but we just don't know what it is. We do know that Selena was in rehab earlier this year for a very short amount of time. She checked herself out early. After only 2 weeks, she was supposed to be in for 30 days, but she left after 2 weeks. And again, we don't know the whole story there either. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. If you have a request you'd like to hear, you can call. I gave you the number. It's 202-619-2077. Our email address is bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can also send a tweet to our Twitter account, twitter.com. And our Twitter handle is #BCVOA. And you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, we've got Chris Brown. Chris Brown was ordered to stay in jail another 131 days. That's what the judge in Los Angeles said, 131 days. However, everyone knows he's not going to stay there that amount of time. He's going to get credit for the time he's already served, which is about 8 months. He's also going to get time for the rehab that he's put in. So probably get half of that, if that. But he's still in jail right now. So shame on him for violating his probation terms. And hopefully when he gets out of jail, he can get back into rehab and figure it all out. Because a healthy Chris Brown is a happy Chris Brown. And the world is better with a happy Chris Brown, because we don't want to get punched. Here's Chris Brown by request from Fred Kanyesigye, who's listening and says, I love the show. This is Chris's Crawl on Border Crossings.
Hey, this your boy Chris Brown, and right now y'all checking out Border Crossings.
Everybody sees this, you. I'm the one that lost the view. Everybody says we're through. I hope you haven't said it too. So where do we go from here with all this fear in our eyes? And where can love take us now? We've been so far down, we can still touch the sky if we crawl till we can walk again. Then we'll until we're strong enough to jump, then we'll fly until there is no end. So let's crawl, crawl, crawl back to love.
We can walk again.
We can walk again.
We'll run.
Border Crossings. That's called Crawl. It's Chris Brown. I'd like to say hello to a bunch of new Facebook fans who are joining our show on Facebook. And Daniel Yelock is one of those. Kebe Kebis, Rowan Jaja, Asheri Obedi, Fitkeng Cheka Bettina, Ale Brise, and Deresa Dognachu, Kiko Balagatas, Odongo Longo, Rockefeller and Sudo, and Uford Frank, or Uford, Uford or Uford, tomato, tomato, I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us, and thank you for supporting Border Crossings and for joining Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I've got a couple of videos you're going to want to check out. First of all, I put one video up of Sarah Bareilles, and she is singing to a four-year-old little boy on stage. He's got cancer, and she brings this little boy on stage to sing a song to him, and he knows all the words, so she lets him sing, and the song is Brave. And if you don't shed a tear when you watch this, you're not human, because this is amazing to see this little four-year-old who knows this song. He's suffering from cancer, and he's singing Brave. I also put a video, it'll take you from crying to laughing, or depending on which order you watch him in. This is very funny. It is Jimmy Fallon from the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show, and he's dancing with First Lady Michelle Obama. The two of them are dancing, and they're going through the evolution of dance, and they're doing the Dougie. They're doing all the different dances, and it's funny. It's hilarious. So you got to watch it. It's on my Facebook page. I put them both up there for you to enjoy. So go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And check those out. A lot of great music to play for you this hour. Some big news, too. Boy, I'll tell you, it's no shortage of news today. Beyonce's sister was involved in a fight in an elevator. And you're going to be surprised when you hear who it was that she was beating on. And I'm going to tell you about that in just a bit. So hang around. This is strange. Weird stuff. Okay, Karuna Kantapal in West Bengal, India, wants me to play Harry Belafonte. And this is a one of the great songs from Harry Belafonte, dedicated to Nitish Ranjan Debnath of Kolkata, and the song is called Jamaica Farewell.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Ackee, rice, salt fish are nice and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way.
won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Mario. It's not that often you get in the studio with two great personalities. I'm definitely glad to be kicking it here with my homeboy, Larry London. All right, y'all keep it locked right here.
How do I breathe?
Crossings, Mario, and that is How Do I Breathe, a request from Abdullah Mohammed, and he is in Sudan. Thank you, Mario fans around the world, for listening to Border Crossings on this Tuesday. I'm Larry London, and you're just a phone call away from requests and dedications. Don't forget, that's what we do and what we do best, take requests and dedications. 202-619-2077. All the other stuff's just extras, just bonus, icing on the cake, the interviews, the CD giveaways. You're more than welcome to join us for your favorite music, and we have a few little rules that every once in a while I have to go over, because we get so many new people tuned in who don't know the rules. First of all, we take one request per listener per week. So if you write in a song and you don't hear it immediately on that day, it's because it takes 3 to 5 days to get that song played from the day we get it. So if you send in an email, a tweet, a Facebook message, whatever, today, you won't hear it for 3 to 5 more days from today, from the day we get the request. And the reason for that is not that we're being difficult or anything. It's that there's no music in our studio. Where we sit right now, there is no music. The music is on a different level in the building. We have 5 floors. It's down in the basement in the music library. We have to search through a million records, CDs, albums, you name it. We have to search through all this stuff to find the 10 or 11 songs we play. And that takes a while to produce the show, which Vince does. So that takes a long time. Then he has to listen to all the songs and make sure the lyrics are appropriate for the program. There's no profanity. There's no nasty words that even Greg Burns has never heard. So we have to be real careful. And because we're the government's broadcast network, and this is a family show. And so once the songs are cleared, then we have them to play, and we can put them on the air. But that takes a while. That whole process takes a while. And then we get 30 to 40 requests every day, and we only play 10 a day. So, you know, if you do the math, we get behind. So we can't have a request every single day from the same person. It just wouldn't work out. So I ask that you make one a week. Same house, same family, same whatever. It's one request per week. And we try not to play the same song 2 days in a row. You know, we try not to play the same artist twice in the same show. Occasionally things get through, but we try not to. So that's kind of how it works. All right. So now you know. All right. Coming up next, we have a request from James Kitcher in Ghana, who says, I listen to Border Crossings on 98.1 megahertz in Accra. And thank you for the wonderful program. He wants to hear this song, which is from Sigma. And it's called Nobody to Love on Border Crossings. And it's Border Crossings. The name of the group is Sigma, and they are from England and consists of Cameron Edwards and Joe Lenzi. The two guys met at Leeds University back in 2010, and that's a brand new song, Nobody to Love. It's a remake of a Kanye West song, which was called Bound 2, and it just came out in April. So I hope you enjoy it, and I thank you for making the request here on Border Crossings. Appreciate you listening, James, to our show. I'm Larry London. I mentioned a little while ago that Beyonce and her husband were in an elevator and things got ugly. Well, I'll tell you what, Solange, who is younger than Beyonce, the younger sister, I don't know. We don't know what caused her anger and her angst. All we know is that TMZ got a hold of a video of Jay-Z and Beyonce entering a elevator in a hotel called the Standard Hotel in New York City. This was before last Monday's Met Gala took place. And he's wearing a white tux and Beyonce has a beautiful gown. And in comes Solange and she came in swinging. So I don't know. He must have said something or done something. I don't know what it is. We don't know the story. But the elevator doors close and she lets loose on him. She starts punching and kicking. And Beyonce stood in the back, and I was watching a talk show this morning, and somebody said, well, you know, if it were my sister fighting, you know, I would step in unless I agreed with why my sister was angry. So who knows what's going on or what caused it? You know, there's 100 different reasons, you know. At the top of the list, maybe Jay-Z did something he wasn't supposed to. Maybe he was being unfaithful, flirting with somebody, and Solange saw it and was defending her sister. I don't know. I'm guessing. But there was a lot of anger on Solange's part, and Beyonce just kind of stood there and took it all in. And the bodyguard, Jay-Z's bodyguard, tried to stop her, but this is a woman in rage. And it's hard to stop a woman in rage. And so she went at him. The bodyguard stopped the elevator, and this whole thing took 3.5 minutes. So that was a long time for her to be screaming and yelling. She swung her purse. She missed him. Everything went flying out of her purse. Then they got out of the elevator when they finally opened the door. And Solange was visibly angry. Beyonce smiled. And Jay-Z was just kind of stone-faced. And the report from there goes on. And here's a new development. Very interesting. I just heard this. That he drove to the Met Gala separately from Beyonce and Solange. They drove together. So, who knows what's going on behind closed doors? Anyway, that's the latest news. That's what I heard this morning that kind of, you know, we're all talking about that here in the U.S. today. This is Border Crossings, and up next, a request from Ivory Coast and Kofi George, who listens to our show. Cyndi Lauper is recording a song to raise money for cancer research, and she's doing it with Sarah Bareilles, and the two of them will perform a concert in New York, and that's going to happen sometime in June. And that will also be to raise money for cancer research. This is one of her biggest hits. This is back to the 80s, time after time. Here is Cyndi Lauper on Border Crossings. Thank you.
after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. I will be waiting. Time after time.
Something that we know to change the weather. But a careful fight is a call for the night.
Border Crossing is one of the biggest hits in a career that included many hits. That is Benny and the Jets for Elton John. Alex in the UK requested the song, and I've got some Elton John news for you. Sir Elton John, not only a talented guy, songwriter, legendary music figure, also a very generous and thoughtful kind of person. A real down-to-earth human being. He tried to adopt a Ukrainian boy in 2009 with David Furnish, a little boy named Lev Agayev, in 2009. They met the little boy in an orphanage in Ukraine, but weren't allowed to adopt the child because the Ukraine has laws against same-sex couples from adopting children. So they wouldn't allow him to. And apparently the family has been in touch with Sir Elton John over the years, and the little boy is now five, lives with his grandmother, Yulia, who saved him out of the orphanage. She took him home and gave him a good life, as good as she could afford. But she said she's poor. And now, especially with all of the political things going on between the Ukraine and Russia, she said she has no money. Can't even afford to take the little boy to the zoo. So Elton John has sent her a check, a big old fat check with a lot of zeros, to help make little Lev's life a little bit easier. So I think that's wonderful, giving back some of that fame. That's according to the Sun, London Sun News, reporting that about Sir Elton John. I want to say hello to Buju, Moose and Guzi, Kings Javemi, Ivan, Edwina, and Samuel, who are all listening to Border Crossings, and I'm sure they're all hoping they win the Now 50 CD. It's a call-in to win. It's coming up in just minutes. We'll give you a number to be and a number to call, and if you call that number, and you are the number I've given you to be, then you win the CD. That's how it works. So make sure you got a phone card and you're ready to go. I want to say hello to our Facebook fans who posted messages on my Facebook wall. Michael Bright is listening in Ghana, enjoying the show. Julius Ayuba tunes into Border Crossings and said, I'm happy to listen. Etienne Habu Mugisha joins us. Ria Ile Rubido Domingo listens in Kuwait and loves the show. Rockefeller and Sudo sent me a picture. Actually, he goes by Essiet, and he's a DJ, and he called yesterday, and so he sent me his photo, and he said his show's on Tuesdays in Nigeria at 2:30. For anyone who wants to check him out, Tuesdays, 2:30, Nigeria, Essiet is on the radio. Turfa Gundu is listening to Border Crossings and says, I'm here in Cameroon, tuned in, and says hello to Moki Edwin Kinzika as well. Ishmael Kanu, Ale Breezy is listening in Ethiopia. Saidu Muhammad Ali joins us. And let's see, Omar Diapi Wage tunes into the show. Romain Labamba is listening. I love that name. Romain Labamba. Ruta Yasinko is tuned in and loves the show. So, Romain, thank you. Zoxy, Trey, Mickey, Raquel is enjoying Border Crossings. Why does everybody have to have five names instead of just one? Manuel Godwin is listening to us. And let's see, who else? Samuel McLean has entered our contest. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Jahangir Alam in Bangladesh is listening and wants this one from George Michael. It's called Careless Whisper. Oh, Crossings, and for our friends at the Kaptai Hydropower Station. That is George Michael by request. And Jahangir Alam requested the song from Bangladesh. And George Michael released Symphonica last year, then went out on the Symphonica tour, got ill, and then was hospitalized, and then had to cancel the tour, then resumed the tour recently. And he's got a new song that's out now, just came out a couple weeks ago, called Going to a Town. And Symphonica in March reached number one on the UK album chart. And that's great. George said, I'm the luckiest man alive. His first album in 10 years, and it went up to number one. So thank you for your requests and dedications on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We've got the Now 50 CD giveaway. And this Now 50 CD, a very popular CD here in the U.S. and around the world. Well over 200 million of these have been sold. Every time they come out, everyone's wanting to get their copy. This time around, it's a double disc set. Double the pleasure, double the fun. The Now 50 CD, a lot of big hits, some of today's biggest hits, and some of the biggest hits ever put on a Now CD are also included. And what I'm going to do is open up the phone lines at 202-619-2077 and take caller 13. Lucky 13, it's May 13th, the day Michael Jackson's new album goes on sale. I'm going to take caller 13 right now. So call, and you got a long way to go to get to 13, so don't give up after only one or two tries. Keep on trying. 202-619-2077. While we go to the phones to get caller 13, we're going to play this request for our friends in India, the CMLM Association of Shortwave Listening Club. This is Zenon Tellis's request, and it's Hayley Duff, a song called One in This World, Hillary's older sister on Border Crossings.
I've been searching for I
blossom. Dip my body in chocolate frosting. 3 years later, I shot the frosting. Smelling like a blossom, everything is awesome.
Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. Awesome to win and it's awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose.
Everything is better.
Border Crossings, everything is awesome. That's Tegan and Sarah. They're going to join us on Border Crossing soon. I'm going to tape an interview with them. And hey, congratulations to Brian Seibert of Ghana. And he was our 13th caller. Lucky 13. And he got himself the Now 50 CD by being the 13th caller. Brian Seibert in Accra, Ghana. Congratulations to you. And I thank you for listening to our show and for being the 13th caller. We're going to do this again tomorrow. And thanks to everybody who called in and participated. The phones were lighting up off the hook. We'll give away another Now 50 CD tomorrow. So come back and join us at 1500 Universal. I'm Larry London. Thanks to Greg Burns, to Mary, to Vince, and to you. Have a wonderful night. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.